the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hide is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
What I think I'm going to do then, just for the hell of it, tell me. I'm going to take this right foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. And you want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it. Really? Really?
Let's incorporate the audio drops for today. We will have guesting, so it won't be just like Mondays when there is no guesting. The Tuesday guesting is in place today. Charles Arbuckle coming up in just a few minutes here in hour one. Just so happens his team is not going to be in the same league in a couple of years. Yeah, his team, where he played, is not going to be in the same league. That announcement a couple of days ago. We were doing the show when all this happened. Yeah, Friday was so much fun to go through all of that. Buck will be with us here out of break number one in hour one. Hour two, Gator Dave, and coming up a little later in the third hour will be Griff. Griff will check in with us. 615-844-5600. If you want to dial us up, 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. And you can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. We're on Facebook too, Billy King. On Facebook, if you'd like to communicate through those passages. Ooh, boy. I know. We've got plenty to talk about. We've got the expansion explosion that happened, the announcement on Thursday, to dig back in on some today. Recruiting news over the weekend. We had a bunch of that as well. So, and whatever else comes up. Yeah, there's other items that will come up today. We're not far from all the media days. The media days just got more spicy. Because every media day now that's coming up. Now, pre-Thursday, it was just going to be the make the media go from trough to trough like cattle and interview. And it's kind of boring and mundane and no real news. Now there's something to talk about because every one of these media days, the SEC in Atlanta, Big Ten in Indy, Big 12 in Jerry's World, Pac-12 out west, the ACC, all of these will be led by what the bleep's going on out there. How healthy is this conference? How healthy is that conference? Who's a threat to leave? That's what's going to be talked about at a lot of these events. Now, nobody's leaving the Big Ten, okay? Nobody's leaving the SEC. So the conversations there will be how much more are you going to go gobble up? That's going to be the top. Name, image, likeness will come up and other items like that because we are about 1 year in on name, image, likeness. Are we 4 years in on the freebie transfer? When did that happen? Wasn't that in the summer of 2018? Somebody correct me on that one. Yeah, somebody, if I've got the years wrong there, correct me on that one, but we're for sure 1 year in, just approaching 1 year in on name, image, likeness. So all these various media days coming up this month, all of them coming up here in a few weeks, this month now has a brand new topic about either how much more you're going to go take from little brother, just reach in little brother's pocket and pull more out, which you are capable of doing, you can do. And if you're little brother, how much more can you take and survive as a league? That's the topic. That's the main topic right now. How much bigger and badder can you get if you're the Big Ten and the SEC? And how much more can you take if you're the Pac-12, etc., and remain viable? Let me give you an example. Stanford and Cal, out in Northern California, don't have much of a brand. They're not attractive at all. And when we get to the future, this has been speculated on before, and I want to speculate on it again. When we get to the future someday, and Jack Swarbrick said someday in the not-too-distant future, we're going to have schools with sports-only models on that campus. That's going to be a thing. They'll be somewhat like university employees, school employees, sports-only, not going to any of your classes, wearing your colors and playing in the name of your school, except they're not going to your school academically. That is the future of some schools. Now, Stanford and Cal Berkeley would never do that. They're, first of all, they're professors and the academia side, the elite academia side, the snobby academia side, they would never put up with that. There would be a revolt. You're talking about going down and burning City Hall. There would be a revolt like you've never seen if they went to that business model. Neither school is a brand that's attractive. Nobody's going to be coming after them. You know, Washington and Oregon would leave in a second if they could. Right now, the Big Ten does not want them. Now, it doesn't mean they won't change their mind. Frankly, and I've seen some of the numbers, Washington and Oregon, those are the two biggest brands on the West Coast left out. They don't bring enough to the table, though, even with their brand recognition, to warrant the Big Ten cutting them a check for $80 million. They don't bring $80 million a year as a brand. They bring about $50 million or so. Big Ten's going to be dishing out in the future $80, $90, $100 million a team. Now you may say, well, Bill, Purdue doesn't. Northwestern doesn't. Yeah, but they're already in the league. They're not leaving and they're not getting kicked out. That's not happening. If you're already in the league, that's not part of the conversation. It's trying to get in the league that is the conversation. Nobody's getting booted out. Nobody's leaving the Big Ten or the SEC. But Oregon and Washington right now are on hold. Cal, Berkeley, and Stanford aren't even on hold. Nobody wants them. They're lucky they have the affiliation they have. I don't know if football, which isn't much of a thing, college football in Northern California anyways, when it comes to the colleges, I don't know what their future is. Frankly. I'm not, look, it's sad. Yeah, it's sad to say that. I do not know what their future is. I do know that if I'm a recruit, and if you're going to commit to Stanford, you're probably not doing it because you think, okay, I'll play here, then I'm going to go give you 15 years in the NFL. Now, they produce pro players, for sure. So does Cal. But I'm just saying, you don't make that decision based on necessarily the same way you would make a decision if you chose Ohio State, Georgia, or Alabama. It's different, right? I don't know if you're Stanford or Cal, if you have a future at all. Or much of one. if we're looking 5-10 years down the road. It may be sooner than that. I don't know what you do. Yeah, I don't know. Matter of fact, we got a kid here in Wilco, a 6'7", 280-pound offensive tackle who I've seen play since he was in seventh grade, who signed with Stanford. He's an excellent student, obviously, and he's going to go out there and play, and he's got the kind of body where he could play in the NFL someday, perhaps. But I don't know what you do. I haven't talked to the family. I know the family pretty well. Haven't talked to them, but since all of this, but there's a lot of uncertainty right now. The big thing, and you've already seen this, everybody's waiting on Notre Dame. There's only one brand out there that carries the muscle of the unattached teams, okay? I don't mean everybody that's got their own league and they're happy and they're safe. I'm talking about the teams that are either in the Pac-12 or wherever, the ACC or name the league, of the teams that are either wondering, okay, how healthy is my league, or let's say you're unattached like Notre Dame. There's only one brand out there that's worthy of attention, and that's Notre Dame. Oregon and Washington's a pretty good brand, too. Those are good brands. They're not Notre Dame. Notre Dame goes in the Big Ten. You can warrant writing checks to them for $80, $90, $100 million a year. You can't do that right now. I've got a little... I need to pull it up. I think it was said that Oregon and Washington... Because you have, here's what you have to do. You have to do the math. How much is each team going to get? So let's just say if it's the Big Ten and it's in the future with their new contract that they're going to get here in the next year, I'm just going to round it off at 80 million. It may be 100 million, whatever it is. If you bring another team in, that's longer division. What are they bringing you? You got to remember now, in this climate, it's not necessarily anymore about the market you're in. That was all about subscriptions, cable subscriptions. That's not necessarily anymore what drives this. It's not. It's brand name. Football brand name is more important today than your market. For example, Stanford and Cal, Northern California, just saying that sounds attractive. Not as much anymore. It's not as much the city, because that was about subscriptions, cable. Now it's brand recognition. It's a little different. Totally different than what we were talking about 5, 10, 20, 30 years ago. Charles Arbuckle coming up. There's a lot to get to, folks. We haven't even busted a 100th of a grape. And we need to bust about 1,000 here on the show. That's where we're at. Hope you had a fantastic four. Buck coming up. I'm the Nashville Hoopster.
Good morning. They're still trying to clean up that serious crash that's been out here for quite some time. They still have it blocked on 65 northbound, just past Metro Center, past Rosa Parks there at the Cumberland River Bridge at 65 going northbound. Again, we're looking at it live right now. It's still in its clearing stages. Some radar down. I-40 through certain parts of Wilson County this morning. Be careful. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Dry rub wings are back at Slim Chickens. Fresh, fried, and full of flavor. Like smooth and kickin' cayenne ranch, zesty lemon pepper, or turn it up with new spicy Nashville hot. Try them today with a meal or feed your hungry crowd. But hurry, they're only back for a limited time. At Slim's, bold flavor is what we do. Download the Slim Chickens app to order and earn rewards.
DQ presents the sound of a summer double play. It's the sound of drumstick pieces and peanuts combined with world famous soft serve to make two all-star treats. The drumstick with peanuts blizzard and new caramel drumstick with peanuts blizzard. Grab one today or get it delivered at DQ.com. Official treat of MLB. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Six Man Movers here in Nashville is looking for people to join their growing team. They are currently accepting applications for 5 to 10 more members to fill their roster through their website, sixmanmovers.com. Once there, choose resources, then click on We're Hiring. Fill out the form and a member of their team will be in touch. Experience is preferred and you must have a valid driver's license. It pays $15 to $21 an hour depending on your experience. Come join the Six Man Mover crew and get paid to work out. Other great perks include getting paid weekly for your hours, plus tips, flexible scheduling, and much more. You will love being a part of this dynamic roster with Six Man Movers. To apply, just go to sixmanmovers.com, then click on We're Hiring, or give them a call at 615-830-1313 for more information. Again, that number is 615-830-1313. That's Six Man Movers, more than just a Nashville moving company. We exist to help you change your life. Make your next move a win with Six Man Movers.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ballgame.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Look, I don't have a gun to my head saying, okay, if I don't know this by Saturday, you know, I'm going to miss church and go jump off the bridge.
I don't know if you're the rest of the Pac-12, you may want to go think about that bridge. No, just kidding. But your future is very uncertain. Charles Arbuckle with us. Buck, last Thursday, where were you precisely, because I know you're going to know this, when you saw the news that UCLA was leaving for the Big Ten, your team?
What was I doing? I was working, actually, and it was kind of shocking because I kept getting texts like, hey, have you seen the news? You know, and I couldn't really take a look at it. And then when I finally finished up, I think I was on a call. I started looking up for the information, and I was like, "What in the heck is going on?" Look, I think the shock of it was that UCLA was included in that mix, right? But there's no surprise that SC had been looking for something different, right? And I think that was where some of all the, I guess, the yanks and the Pac-12 now kind of folding. It looks like the rest of their teams that have value may be looking to go to the Big 12. It's just this. Hey, I think the biggest thing that we saw when they took a swing and a miss, I think in 2011, trying to get Texas A&M, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State to join and become the Pac-16, but also Larry Scott just did a pretty bad job consistently of not getting that product more exposure. And George Kliavkoff, I think, has done a pretty nice job, but USC and UCLA both have said, okay, we're going to go to the Big Ten now. Are there going to be some more Big Ten schools out on the West Coast? I don't know, man. This thing, you got to just look at it and say anything can happen moving forward.
Many shocking things about this, Buck, but last summer when the Texas OU news hit, we got all the way through the Big 12 meetings. That never got out. And I don't think they wanted this one out as soon as it got out, but I don't think the Pac-12 commissioner, and I don't think the other presidents, other than Southern Cal UCLA, had any idea this was happening.
Yeah, that's the part to me, Bill. I think George Kliavkoff may not even have been in the office. You know, after being there a year, it almost sounds like, you know, things were starting to progress the right way. They were totally shocked. And John Wilner, who has been great at reporting, and, you know, he was a thorn in Larry Scott's side for so many years was the one that reported it.
Yeah.
But you could tell that they were blindsided by this. I mean, even the statement that came out afterwards, they were just trying to piece some things together and hopefully hold it together, because there have been so much good conversation with what the commissioner has been doing, Merton Hanks. You know, they've really tried to make it, but I think you have so many years of the conference being run into the ground that there was probably no salvaging it. And I'll tell you two things that people should have looked at, and what made me kind of upset at myself that I didn't think about this more. Mike Bond, or Bone, however you say his name, at USC, his ties back in the Cincinnati and the Midwest. But also Martin Jarman. Martin Jarman is really close, the AD at UCLA, is really close to Gene Smith. He spent time at Ohio State, but he also spent time at Boston College. So those two things, when you start connecting the dots, it made sense why they were so, they did it almost stealth-like. And, you know, I know the Pac-12 has to be upset with how this has gone down, and let's face it, there's still, on paper, two more years of football that USC and UCLA have to play in the Pac-12 before they head to the Big Ten. So that's a whole other situation at Pac-12 Media Day this year.
Does UCLA, Buck, feel like, okay, a lot more money, everything's good, but they're kind of getting dragged into this thing as the other team?
You know, I mean, I think you can look at it that way, but if you look at the amount of money that you can make.
Sure.
With it, you know, I think, you know, as much as UCLA and USC don't like each other, I think their organizations, their programs both understand they kind of need each other. You know, I mean, it's been that way for years. As strong as we've been in basketball and as strong as they've been historically in football, we've had some success here in the last, you know, some more recent time. But I think the big thing is the Pac-10, Pac-12, the Pac-8 really understood that in order for you to have some success, we always talk about it, that L.A. market has to have one or both teams playing pretty well. And lately, they don't seem to be on the same page to play well at the same time. But with that said, I think you add a new dimension to the Big Ten. So I don't know if they feel like they're being pulled in. I think, you know, you look at the basketball that's played in the Big Ten, that's another plus for UCLA, because some good football and the opportunity for UCLA to be involved in that, I think, is good. You know, I think you can look at it. Texas and Texas A&M, remember that SEC kind of conversation years ago? I think Texas was like, no, we're not going anywhere with those guys, and A&M was saying the same thing. I think there was a lot of bad blood outside of just, you know, the rivalry and other things that happened. But I think with this one, you're paired with the organization and a program that you don't always like, you love to compete against, but you have to have some kind of respect, right? You know, whether it's, you know, we'll give you respect for this or that. And I think that's probably why both of those teams were selected by the Big Ten.
Charles Arbuckle, who played his college ball at UCLA, then on to the NFL, with us every Tuesday right here in this slot. Buck, the Big Ten and the Pac, whatever the number is through the years, has always been connected. They've always been joined. You've got the romance of the Rose Bowl. Heck, 2 years ago when the Big Ten said, we're not going to play football, the Pac-10, Pac-12, 5 minutes later said, us too. There's always been this agreement. They've always been close. They've always sat together when it's a dinner, right there together. And one just said to the other, we don't need you so much. That alliance handshake really didn't mean much, did it?
Bill, that, I mean, you know, that was the one thing that kind of struck me. This whole alliance, we knew it wasn't real solid.
Right.
But when you have, you know, all these guys saying they're coming together, we're going to get our schedules aligned, and we're going to do this. You know, Kevin Warren must have just said, hey, look, I'm tired of being the guy that everybody beats up on since I've come into this thing. I see what you have. I'm going to go after it. And, you know, if you really think about it, the ACC has to now start thinking, okay, what can we do? Because the two schools that seem to have still a lot of cachet to me are Washington and Oregon. And I just saw something the other day that said, okay, the Big Ten is not really looking at Washington and Oregon. Would the SEC be considering them? Would the ACC? I don't know. I mean, there's going to be a lot of talk over the next couple of years until this thing kind of comes together. And I know the Arizona schools, Utah and Colorado, are really looking for some other land as well. So, you know, as much as we talk about loving the Rose Bowl pretty much goes away if you don't have a Pac-12, right? So they're going to have to figure something out there to make that, you know, is that going to still last and still be a bowl game that we've seen for hundreds, you know, over 100 years? That's the interesting thing. This thing is, I guess the people you think were your friends no longer are your friends now. It's all bets are off with the rush to have a super conference. And it's almost like when, you know, folks were heading out west to get to goal. They had to fight a lot of different things, and now you're starting to not have any alliances with anybody, and you have to just depend on yourself.
Charles Arbuckle with us. He lives over in the Charlotte area. Buck, the ACC's got to be worried because you know that any of those teams would leave for the Big Ten or the SEC. They'd leave regardless of that 50-something million dollar or whatever the cost of the exit fee is. Whatever the exit fee is, it's worth it to get the heck out if you could join and get 80 to 100 million a year in your future, and then more than that when future TV contracts come. We're also told, Buck, that in today's environment, it's not about the marketplace like New York City, LA, because that was all based on subscribers. Fox, ESPN. We're told it's a brand name now. Brand name means more, not necessarily the marketplace. My question to you is Clemson the biggest brand now that's left in the ACC, or can Florida State or Miami claim that because of past history?
Yeah, I mean, I think Clemson has to be considered the biggest brand, but Florida State and Miami also have some cachet as well, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they have to. And I think those are the schools you have to worry about. And then you start looking at Virginia Tech, you start looking at, you know, North Carolina. North Carolina and Duke seem to be somewhat paired. You know, it's interesting in this new super conference race for teams. Not only do you look at the individual brand, but you look at brands that are aligned, right? Like Texas and Oklahoma kind of started it when they went to the SEC together. Even though they're rivals, something about the two of them coming together adds the certain thing that it needed for the SEC. I'm assuming you could see the same thing with the Miami and Clemson or Clemson Florida State pairing. You know, it's just there's so many different things. And you bring up a really good point. I was reading some articles this morning. I think if you're worried, you have to be a school like South Carolina, right? You have to start worrying if you're not, if you're in a situation where you're not sure and how stable your alliance is. I mean, Nebraska. As much as I think Nebraska wanted to make the move to the Big Ten, it hasn't been good for them. So does that mean something else? Do they go back to the Big 12? I don't know. I mean, there's so many legal ramifications and other things that are involved, but I agree with you. If the SEC is able to, it comes and says, hey, we want school X and Y, they're going to try to figure it out, right? Even though that grant of rights deal is to 2036. I don't know how they'll get out of it, but if you can find a way, and it's been interesting in this whole dynamic of how things are, that agreement that the ACC has is going to be the worst one as we keep moving forward, but it does tend to seem to have people tied into it. And Notre Dame, I mean, we're talking about all the ACC schools. Notre Dame is a loose affiliation with the ACC. Where do they end up? There's still a lot of questions that we don't know the answers to, but we're going to start seeing it play out. And I think it's going to happen just like we saw this. All of a sudden, you'll see a big burst of information, then they'll pull back. And then you have to get focused on, okay, you still have 2 years left before the Big Ten changes and 3 years left before the SEC completely gets its new configuration. But during that time, I think we're going to see a lot of this stuff that happens that's going to probably keep shocking us. Some that probably won't now that we've seen a lot of it.
Charles Arbuckle with us. What's being said over there about the ACC? Because you're in that footprint. You live it every day.
Yeah. Well, I think I'll hear more when I go to the ACC Media Days. I think there's a little bit of concern. There's a lot of stuff that's going, and I think, like I said, they're going to have to – the Big 12 is looking to strike, right? I think the ACC, what I kind of get the sense is they're figuring out, hey, where can we go? Where can we expand so we're not put in a position where we're our leverage is gone? Because I think that's what you look at now. The school, the conferences with the leverage right now are the SEC and the Big Ten. You can look at it any way you want to, but those two conferences seem to have the biggest – way of securing people in, and then also maybe looking at figuring out ways to continue to go to some of these other conferences that still have a few brands that are still left in them.
Buck, good stuff, man. Have a fantastic week. Hope the grilling went well. I'm sure it did.
Yeah, man. Same to you. I guess if I'm any of those schools that are worried, I continue to be worried. Oklahoma State, you got a bunch of them. I think each week we talk. Until we get to football season, there's going to be more and more news. So take it easy, man. I'll talk to you.
Buck, appreciate it, man. Charles Arbuckle went to UCLA, played at UCLA, got the news last Thursday that UCLA is going to the Big Ten. You hear that? It cracked up. The voice cracked up there. Too much ribs on July 4th. Oh, yeah. The ribs were wonderful. Saw a lot of you cooking brisket burgers. Think Alan in Tampa was doing some hot dogs for lunch and then ribs for dinner. Lot of good stuff out there, man. Cooking steaks. July 4th is wonderful. We will get back into this after the break. We got a break here in literally seconds. And I told you earlier, we were talking about just schools that ought to be very worried about the future. Stanford, Cal, they have no brand recognition that's attractive to anybody, I wouldn't think. I mean, would the Big 12 be interested in them? I wouldn't think more so than Arizona State. But there's also talk about Oregon and Washington, while being attractive brands, not being attractive enough to warrant the money that they would get. Notre Dame is clearly attractive. They don't even question that. You do what you got to do to get Notre Dame, if you're the Big Ten or whoever, ACC. I'll give you some numbers when we come back. Now, these are just estimates, but they're somewhere in the ballpark. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's been in pretty good shape so far down I-40 coming through Kingston Springs. Still some radar on I-40 through certain parts of Wilson County this morning as a wrap of this fatal crash from earlier over here on 65 northbound just past Metro Center, just past Rosa Parks at the Cumberland River Bridge. They've been out there for quite some time. Still on the scene of an earlier wreck, 3900 block at Clarksville Pike. That's going to put it over in Bordeaux. Hey, Ripley's has a great summer camp experience for the kids. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck when you're on time traffic.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiance is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Great news from Rocket Mortgage. You could unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In fact, in the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could unlock all that cash in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up, because nobody knows how long these low rates will last. Put your hard-earned money to work. Make your life better. Build a home office, remodel your kitchen, or simply save that cash for a rainy day. Today's rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.25%, 3.48% APR, so you can lock in a great low monthly payment. When you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donaldson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/strikeandspare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzie, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game. You betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
LSU is an 800-pound gorilla with a chainsaw for a penis.
Yeah, I'm going to get to the recruits. We had some announcements. LSU with some good news. Miami, Tennessee, Notre Dame, and others. I'll get to that. Yes, I will get to that. Gator Dave, top of the hour, and Griff a little later, hour 3 on this Tuesday edition. Back to the numbers. Back to the numbers. The Big Ten felt like, with their new, yet-to-be-completed TV agreements with Fox and whoever else, they felt like each team was going to get $70 to $80 million. That's pre-Thursday. Before Thursday. That's $70 to $80 million per team. So you got to think about it this way. If you're going to add a team or teams, they have to bring in $140 to $160 million between the two of them per year in attractiveness. That's the simple kindergarten math. Or each team in that league has to take less money. That's not happening. At least stay with me on this. With Southern Cal's brand in particular, but UCLA, they feel like we can absolutely maintain that. Maybe we even get a little bit more money because of the Southern Cal brand. And the LA thing and all of that. Even though it's more brand awareness now than cable subscriptions. That's what we're told. We're told that is not necessarily the main calculation. Prior, we were told that is the main calculation. They're saying not so fast anymore on that one because of people cutting the cord and everything else. It's brand awareness. Who attracts you on TV? That's why Notre Dame's so vital here. If you were to try and add Oregon and Washington, they say each team in the league, the Big Ten, would lose money off of their new contract. Now, I mean, lose money compared to what they would have made. They're still way up. But they're saying as much as $5 to $10 million less per team if you brought in Washington or Oregon. Washington and Oregon, good brands. Good brands do not bring in $140 to $160 million more money in attractiveness and brand awareness per year. They're saying they might not even bring in half of that. So if you added those two, which right now that's on hold, each team would have to take $5 to $10 million less a year, or you could tell both of them, we'll bring you in, but you're not making the money that each of these teams, and you're not going to make the same amount of money. Oregon and Washington. You could do that, and they would agree to that. What if you told them, okay, you're not going to be getting $80 million a year. We'll give you $50 million. You jump on that quick. And maybe in the future, let's just say, what if the Big Ten can't get Notre Dame? And we do not know what's going to happen there. That's very unclear. Maybe they do circle back on Washington and Oregon. They really don't have to, because they don't need Washington and Oregon. Washington and Oregon desperately need them. They don't have to speed this up at all. They can play it as slow as they want. Washington and Oregon right now are sitting in no man's land with good brands, but not quite good enough yet. They may get it. No. They may get it. But it's not important to the Big Ten today to do this. Just not. They're not that big of a brand. Notre Dame is a monstrosity. That one is, that's the kahuna. That's the big kahuna. Here's another note. The thinking was that when the TV rights are up in the Pac-12, the current TV rights, which include UCLA and Southern Cal, through 24, and this is before the announcement or any hint that they would leave the league, so this would be including those two. The thinking was maybe the Pac-12 could get a deal for up close to $500 million, which would pay each school $30 to $40 million a year. Not bad. Not anything like the Big Ten or the SEC, but not horrible. Just not competitive. Now that you just lost Southern Cal and then UCLA, whatever that number is significantly reduced. Bringing in a bunch of raiding some other league wherever, it does not replace what you lost. Whatever that idea may be. George Klavikov has got a gargantuan mess on his hands. Now, he's only been there about a year. I'm cutting him a little bit of slack. Larry Scott sitting somewhere either on a yacht or a nice, very expensive piece of beach property on the West Coast, doubled over laughing right now. What a freaking crook that guy was. I had that clown on a couple of shows in the past, and you could tell this guy is detached from the planet Earth. And you know what? The guy don't give a rip what I think or anybody else thinks. He's laughing and continuing to laugh at the tune of, what were they paying him, $5 to $8 million a year, whatever it was? And they sat there and put up with this crook all those years. Absolutely amazing. Just stealing right. The bank is right in front of you. He walks in the vault every day and takes more out. You do nothing about it. Meanwhile, it's crumbling around you. All right. One more break here. Gator Day, top of hour 2, Griff, hour 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's been in pretty good shape so far down I-40 coming through Kingston Springs. Still some radar on I-40 through certain parts of Wilson County this morning as a wrap up this fatal crash from earlier over here on 65 northbound just past Metro Center, just past Rosa Parks at the Cumberland River Bridge. They've been out there for quite some time. Still on the scene of an earlier wreck, 3900 block at Clarksville Pike. That's going to put it over in Bordeaux. Hey, Ripley's has a great summer camp experience for the kids. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSIN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit VSIN.com/freemonth to sign up now.
The Braves hosting the Cardinals tonight. Atlanta a minus 145 moneyline favorite. St. Louis plus 125, 9.5 the set total. The Braves won Monday 6-3 in a weather-delayed Game 1. As of July 4, 2022, World Series odds still have the Dodgers at the top, along with the Yankees at plus 400, the Houston Astros at plus 600, the Mets plus 700, and the Blue Jays and Braves each at plus 1200. Rory McIlroy, favorite to win another major, at plus 900 to take the Open Championship, getting underway a week from Thursday. John Rahm, Justin Thomas, and Scotty Scheffler each at plus 1200, and Cameron Smith and Colin Morikawa each at plus 1600. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
For almost a decade, the Omni Nashville has taken care of your comfort. Now let them take care of your well-being. For select Friday evenings, the Omni Nashville invites you to experience a four-hour wellness retreat. Relax, rejuvenate, and reset with a package that is designed for you by trained spa professionals, followed by a relaxing evening in your own private retreat. The Omni Weekend Wellness Package includes an outdoor yoga session for any level, a 60-minute mindfulness coaching session from our trained professionals, a sunset meal, a group share, and the finest accommodations in Music City. There are three available sessions, so space is limited. Get locked into wellness by logging on to the Omni Nashville website and register for one of the three wellness weekends. Life has a way of keeping you off balance. Let the Omni Nashville Wellness Weekend get you centered. Relax, rejuvenate, and reset with the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Here's your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, partly sunny, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 96. Heat index values as high as 107. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 78. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
What if I told you a small-time coach rose through the ranks to build an empire in Oxford? What if I told you God had his heart, but the devil had his phone? ESPC 30 for 30 presents When Hugh Freezes Over.
Notre Dame had dropped to what, third or fourth? Now they're back in the one slot a couple days ago. These commitments, Rico Flores, a wide receiver out of Folsom, California. Johnny Cash wrote a song about that. Actually did a concert in that Folsom place. Rico is a wide receiver. Notre Dame desperately needs wide receivers. Micah Bell, a corner out of Houston, also committing to Notre Dame, a four-star. Flores was a four-star. And Christian Gray, a corner out of St. Louis, among those who committed to the Irish last few days. So they are back in the one slot at the moment. We'll see. It's just July right now, y'all. I understand. Tennessee with some news as well, as they got the defensive back Christian Conyer out of Bowling Green, Kentucky, which is right up on the Tennessee border. He was the top-ranked player. Actually, what do they have him here? Let me pull that back again. What does he rank? It says number four. Number four-ranked player in the state of Kentucky. Christian Conyer has committed to Tennessee, and that happened over the weekend. Tennessee has moved up to number 10 in the rankings nationally. LSU is now number 15. Where were they, like 40-something? Yeah, RJ over in South Carolina. They got, this is last few days, out of Minneapolis, they got Jackson Howard, a edge defensive end. That happened earlier. They got Deshaun Womack, who is a defensive lineman out of Baltimore, committed as well. And they got a couple of others. Joshua Mickens, another defensive end. This one out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Darren Reed out of Columbus Carver over there on the Alabama border. They got him a couple of days ago. So they've had a nice run, and they are up to, what did we say, 15? Also, Ashton Stamps out of Louisiana, a corner. So a bunch happening for them. Oh, yeah. I know. I hear from the Miami people. I hear you. I know what you're up to. I've seen what you're doing. Let me pull that one up. Offensive lineman out of IMG Academy. Tennessee really thought they had a chance here, but the U was too strong. Francis Maioga. And I pronounce that one wrong all the time. A massive 6'6", 335-pound offensive lineman, 5-star. Again, he is from American Samoa, but he plays at IMG in Bradenton, Florida. Rated one of the top 10 players in the nation at any position, commits to the U. That was a huge announcement. It was trending likely to the U. It was down to them in Tennessee. Vols fought. It came down probably to the Miami Collective, John Ruiz versus the Tennessee Collective. By the way, I always forget, what are they? They have a name for the Tennessee Collective. I forget what it is. But that happened. I'm sure I'm leaving somebody else. Somebody's going to say, Bill, you left it. Oh, my God, Bill. How did you leave? Oh, what's going on, Bill? Anyways, there you have it. There's some of the announcements that we had over the weekend or last couple of days. Let me pull this up and see. No. The wrong one. I was going to pull up the rankings. And my phone is saying, hey, Bill, we are going to cause you problems today. And for some reason, my list here is disorganized, which would be because the host of the show did not organize it right. Notre Dame, Ohio State, Texas, 1-2-3. Texas has been on a run since Arch Manning. We've talked about that. Clemson is 4. 5 is Penn State. Arkansas is 6. 7 is Georgia. Baylor, the U, is 9, and 10 is Tennessee. LSU has moved up to number 15. They were somewhere in the 30s or 40s, something like that. I missed Aliquippa Bob, also RD. I can get them after I get Gator Dave in here. Now, I know, heck, Aliquippa Bob's been in Sweden or something. I don't even know if he's back in the States yet. I follow all his travels on Facebook and on Twitter. I've seen him next to glaciers. I've seen him on beaches. I've seen him on mountains. I've seen him, I think, skiing somewhere. I don't know what the heck that dude's doing. He's everywhere. All right, that was a fast hour. Hope you had a fantastic four. Hope it was wonderful. It was here. We had a good time. Gator Dave, top of the hour. Griff coming up, hour three. I'm the Nashville Hotel.